I think our former commissioner in Butte, Bud Walker, once said that there's two things people don't like in Butte, and one is the way things are, and the other is change. And I think that's where we're at right now. But anyhow, we're going to be, you know, we are supposed to get a consent decree in January. It's March. Now we get a notice here in the last 10 days or so that we'll get a consent decree to this council in August. And I'm not real confident we're going to get it then, but just in your opinion, you know, you said earlier you're well, you know, you're involved in all assets of it. Kind of integrate or network this whole thing for me that we as councilmen are going to get this consent decree and we're going to have to make a decision, but yeah, you're here tonight and you've got an aggressive agenda of sampling and studying and 2 years out. And, you know, here we're supposed to make a decision 3 months ago and now we're going to make one in 4 or 5 months down the road. I'm just kind of confused about how this all takes place when we're hearing that we're going to do this and we're going to study this and we're going to do that. But yet, you commissioners, we want you to make a decision here in the near future, possibly last month or 2 months ago. It could be 6 months. I just see sometimes that I don't see where we're going with this besides we hear this same story and, you know, it's going to end and then it's not going to end. We're going to study and, you know, now we're going to go south of the Berkeley and now we're going to go here. If you could just kind of give me a little bit of inclination of what the future holds for this community, I'd appreciate that.
Mr. Green?
Absolutely. Thank you, Commissioner Fisher.